Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Elisheva Tova Bas Lea Genendel LaBracha Vatzlacha B'chom Asayadea. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Holy Sefer Meshech Chochma. Habakom Rameir Simcha of Dvinsk. It says in the Torah, Perakimu Patzachof, Hey, Abrana, Beres Eretz HaTova, Asher Bever Yardin, Ahara Tova Zeva Levanon. Let me pass over and see this good land that's on the other side of the Jordan, the good mountain, and the Lebanon. So, there are a number of kashas on this psukim, on this pasuk. We'll mention a few of them. Number one, since it's a gzeira on Moshe Rabbeinu not to go into Eretz Yisrael because of the Me'emariva, as it says earlier in Bamidbar Perakhov Pasuk Yitbeis, why did Moshe say here in the next pasuk that Hashem got mad at me because of you? It wasn't because of them, it was the Chet Me'emariva. Why did he say, Vayisaber Hashem be lemanchem? Next kasha is, why did Aaron not daven that Hashem should be forgiven for the chet mei meriva? And if he did daven, der mantis nisht in Torah, it's not mentioned in the Torah. Number three, why did Moshe daven to Hashem that he should forgive him for the chet mei meriva? He saw that it was a gzera without mechila, because Aaron died. And how's he going to remain alive if Aaron died? Not fair. Is there Eifa of Eifa Klapi Shemayim? There's inequality. Can't be. It has to be fairness. Number four, the Lashon of Psukim is different. In Parashas Chukas, Perakhov, Pasuk Yud Gimel, it says that they're not going to bring the community to Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't say they're not going to come. Mashma, that they're not going to come as leaders. But it doesn't say they're going to die. Maybe they'll come not as leaders. And in Pasuk of Dalet, it says that Aaron isn't going to come into Eretz Yisrael. So why the difference in the Pesukim? The first time it says that they're not going to bring out leaders, and then it says specifically that Aaron, he's going to die. Next question. At the end of Parashas Devarim, it says that Moshe appoints Yoshua to bring Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael. Why didn't he first ask Hashem to forgive him? And then he'll bring the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael. And it's a wonder. First he appoints Yeshua, and then he davens. Is it Derech Eretz to first appoint somebody as a leader and then remove him as a leader? First ask God to forgive you, and then appoint Yeshua. And also this Lashon, Ebron Ve'ere. A strange lesson. He should have said, let me bring the Jewish people there to Israel. What's his lesson of Havara? Say, I want to bring the Jewish people in as a leader. So the Meshech Chochma says the Yisod. And the Yisod is that there was no Slicha for the Chet Mei Meriva. Nikuda. God was not forgiving them in this world. The only thing is that the onesh of Moshe and the onesh of Aaron are different. Moshe was punished that he's not going to bring the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael as the leader. And the removal of his leadership is a very big punishment. But Aaron, who wasn't the leader, that wasn't his onesh. What does he care who leads him, Moshe or someone else? Anyway, he's not demonic. So that Moshe davened in Parshas Veschan, and it was not that he should be forgiven, but that he should go into Eretz Yisrael with Yoshua as leader, and not die in the Midbar. And that is an onus for the Mei Meriva. Aaron's onus couldn't be that he was moved as leader because he wasn't leader in the first place. So what was his onus? That he died in the Midbar. And that wasn't forgivable. Moshe's onus is that he's not going to come in as leader. So he wants now to ask Hashem to bring him in with Yoshua. Yoshua will be leader. And for Ent V'dalakashas, number one, Moshe says, Vayisaber Hashem be lemanchem, God get angry because of you. If it just would have been the Chet Mei Meriva, he could have brought the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael, he could have come into Eretz Yisrael with the Jewish people. But lemanchem, whatever that means, why is it lemanchem? But lemanchem, I can't come in myself. If it would just been out to my Avera, my own Avera, then I just would have been removed as leader. But he says, but lemanchem now that are going at all. Why is a different question? We also understand and that explains that answer to the first kasha. That he says, we know that it was al tzchaitim ein meriva, but why does he say lemanchem? Because meriva was just that he shouldn't come in as leader. Lemanchem is that he shouldn't come in at all. We answer the second kasha also. Why did Aaron not daven? Because on chayt mei meriva there's no mechila. It's a health nish, not going to help. Number three, we answer the third kasha. Why did Moshe daven to Hashem that he should forgive him the chayt mei meriva? He saw it wasn't going to work. Aaron wasn't forgiven. The answer is no. He was saying I was a leader. I was removed as leader. I got my punishment for the mei meriva. So now let me go in as a regular citizen. And it won't be unfair that I went and Aaron didn't go in because we each got our punishment. Aaron died, I was removed as leader. And now we understand the Pesukim Kasha Dalet, the fourth Kasha we asked. In Parashas Chukas. First it says they're not going to bring the Jewish people in. That was said because of Moshe. And then it says later Aaron's going to die. Because not bringing them in is only Moshe's the leader. That's his punishment. And then later on it says that Aaron's going to die. That's his punishment. Fifth Kasha. It says that Moshe appointed Yehoshua to bring the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael. Why didn't he first ask God to forgive him? Once he saw he wasn't forgiven, then ask. But it's a Derech Eretz. To first say Yehoshua is going to bring you in and then ask Hashem to forgive you. The answer is no! He wasn't asking Yehoshua to be removed in him to bring them in. He was just asking to come in as a regular person without the anaga. And the last kasha, Lashon of Ebra, Nava Ere, perfect! Let me go in and see. I don't want to come in as leader, it's not right. Now, Mekik Darayan innovating in the Lashon Kedosh Yishal Meshach Chuchmeh. Yadua Mechukei Amalucha, we know there's a law of kings. Hashem Yischayev Adam Gimel Onshim, person's Chayev of three punishments. I don't know why he says three. One's enough. Vayev Yischayev Zayza Moshel Yenuka Oynesh Echad Abu Asar Sisrara Memshalom Eolav. Just being removed as a leader, that counts as an Onesh. V'lachein B'mei Meriva. And therefore, in Meimariva, Amar lo taviu es ha'am hazeh. V'mnei shenei Amar l'shneim, v'am Moshe, amotzi mevi tzom, v'u aroa katzon amo. You're not bringing them in, it's about Moshe. Moshe's the leader. He's the one who brings them in and out. He's the shepherd. L'chein ha'sar ha'sam ha'shalav ha'nagadai al-chayt Meimariva. And therefore, removing the leadership is enough for the Meimariva. Ulam b'misas Aaron k'siv b'chukas ki lo yavo al aretz al shem marisam. He's not coming in because you sinned at the mei meriva. You rebelled the mei meriva. Ki b'nei she'ein o manig. He's not the leader. V'alav nigzer shelo yavo. And in him there was a decree that he shouldn't come in avor chayt mei meriva. So first it talks to both of them. You're not bringing them in primarily to Moshe as the leader. And then Aaron himself is going to die in the midbar. I'm not going to be the leader. Rak Yoshua Yanchilena. Yoshua's going to do the hard work. He's going to bring him in. He's going to inherit the land, like it says at the end of Sefer Dvarim. I just want to come in to see. As Yoshua Tzivesi, the Pasuk says, he's going to bring you in as a leader. I just want to come in and see Eretz Yisrael. Yisrael, I just want to go in myself and be like the other Jews coming to Eretz Yisrael. And God got angry at me because of you, and he didn't listen to me. And here the Meshech Chachman addresses the question we had before. What's the B? What's the Lamanchem? Shezei Abishvil Yisrael Shiakumu Meisei Midbar. Ve'otamim b'medrash. So because he died in the Midbar, then the Meisei Midbar will have Tchiyas HaMeisim and other reasons given in the Medrash. But the point is that Lamanchem, whatever the Lamanchem is, but for your sake, I was not able to go into Eretz Yisrael because Al-Salidur, the Memoriva, was enough. But even to go in as a private citizen, Lamanchem, I couldn't go in. Okay, so we did the first Shtickle Meshechachma. I'm hoping there's a lot of Meshechachmas to do on this parish and others. And I hope we get to them B'siyata Dishmaya. So we should be Zoche Lilmo Du Lelamed Lishma V'Lasos, and to appreciate how the Rabbeinu answered six kashas in one short paragraph. Pile Pile Plus. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.